people. Purpose. Patience. See, I told you, life changes in a matter of when it's ready. Not along the lines of what you write down on paper. Not even in a sense of all the time of what you pray for, how you pray, how often you pray. Because life is ready on its terms, not yours. Because if it was ready on our terms, we wouldn't step outside without perfection, if you get me. We wouldn't step outside without having on whatever it is, whatever garment we feel is the best, top of the line, or whatever we want. We wouldn't walk outside unless everything was perfect, if life was on our terms. We wouldn't have to work out. We wouldn't have to eat right. All we would want is to say it, and then there you go. No more work, no more struggle, no more. In a sense, no more achievements. If everything was just how we've written it down, how we say it is. No sense of worth within anything in society. There will be no sense of worth. No moment of satisfaction. Because like I said, if life went on our terms, how would you know who was there for you in life? How would you know who's really meant to be there if there is a struggle, if there is a sacrifice, if you don't fall? That's something to think about as well. Because if everything was perfect all of the time, how do you really know who has a mask on in a sense and who doesn't? That's why I embrace all. I walk through all. Through my ups, through my downs, through my rights, through my wrongs. I'm not always the hero. Even in your own story, you're not the hero. If you get it, you want to be, but you're not. Sometimes you put on that black mask. Sometimes you deceive. Sometimes you lie. Sometimes you hide the truth. Sometimes you manipulate to get what you want. Those aren't things heroes do. So a lot of the times you're not the main character. Sometimes you're feeling so smart. I think you have to be. Especially in society these days, you have to be. You cannot always be the one that says the right thing, that does the right thing, that to make sure you have all the right people around you, because like I said, sometimes a little bit of darkness is needed. It's only going to mold you. It's only going to make you better. In every sense, if you know both sides, so to speak. Have to. Good morning. You have to know both sides. have to have fallen. You have to have failed. Not everything is going to be a success. Not every idea is going to grant you millions of dollars. And you just have to understand that not everyone is out for your best interest. And the only way to see that is to close those blinds, let a little darkness in. I'm not speaking on like anything otherworldly or anything like that. So don't think that that's where this is going. This is actually going to end up being a good episode. But you got to know where you've been in order to feel where you're going. So I had to have the darkness in my life. I had to have the moments where I felt lost. I felt like a failure. I felt like a horrible husband. I felt like a horrible father. All because of what I lost. So you have a lot of idle time when you're feeling that way to just really navigate through and shuffle through that mental Rolodex of thoughts that you haven't thought in a while, things that you haven't done in a while. You have to bring a lot of those things back to the surface just so you can feel, get a feel for who you are. And if we feel that we are our circumstance, if we feel that we are our situation, then we're losing souls. We're losing. We're losing. Because, like I said a long time ago, just when I thought I had everything that I needed to have, my wife and I had our jobs the way that we needed them, the kids, we were on the up and up with our finances and everything of that nature, and then the bottom fell. The bottom not only fell from our home situation, it fell from our job, so to speak. Even though we both still have our jobs, we both fell a few notches. Our marriage took another hit. In a sense of we're not fully healed yet from the things that happened. We had to go through all of that. We're still going through a lot of it. But you need it. You need struggle. You need darkness. You need to be a villain. You need to be angry. You need to fight. I know it makes a little bit more sense now. I left social media alone maybe a couple of months ago. I wasn't doing anything wrong on social media. I wasn't having any conversations I shouldn't have been having. I wasn't following anyone, you know, for the physical aspect. I wasn't, you know, like having any conversations with any women in any wrong way. I wasn't doing that. So it wasn't like I was doing those things. I was still just as positive and just as forward thinking and everything that I am in my life on social media, still a happy person. But, and I've lost contact with a lot of great people that I just couldn't keep that going.
Who in the field makes sure work get done? You gonna put Fahima in here? You gonna put me?
I just couldn't take people only showing the side of life that you could benefit from, because you can't benefit from everything. Not everything is perfect. You know, not everything should piss you off, too. Because a lot of people will just post because, oh, well, you're happy. So let me tell you why the world isn't the way that you think it is. You know, I saw someone post about, what song was this? Oh, my gosh. Nah, I lost the name. I forgot the name of the song. It was, oh my gosh, Journey. The song by Journey. Send Her My Love. Beautiful song. But this person tied it to losing his mother. And how he was listening to her favorite song, which was Sue Studio by Phil Collins. Just a song, keeps you upbeat, keeps you happy. And then this song by Journey came on, which he had never heard. And the first few lines of the song really reminded him of his mother and his relationship with his mother. So people in the comments are saying, please don't equate this beautiful song to a loss. I don't want to have to think about it. Why can't this person just express themselves in the manner that they want to express themselves? I mean, you see it more and more this day and age when you have someone, no matter it's how they dress, how they talk, what they eat, it always seems to piss somebody off, doesn't it? Who they speak to, it always seems to make a person mad. Why? I talk to people about it every day at work. Why would you care about how this person expresses and feels? Because you're not going to go home with them. This person doesn't live with you. This person is his or her own being. Morning. Person is his or her own being. Those are moments where you're a villain, I believe. When you're judgmental and you can see. And I know it's kind of weird to hear me say when you're judgmental that you can see, but in a sense, when you see things, that's when you start to put yourself into it. Fuck, I wouldn't have done it that way, or I wouldn't have worn that if you're that kind of person. Case in point, when you go to the gym, you're not supposed to be distracted by a person that does a certain thing, lifts a certain way, looks a certain way. It shouldn't affect you. But in a sense, it does. You see more and more people afraid, even though they're in the same building you're in. They're afraid because of what they can't achieve, or they see you as weird or off-putting in a sense because you do a certain thing. It's comfortable for you. It's affirming for you, it's reassuring for you, it's consoling you, it's helping you, it's building you. So don't let it affect you. So don't let what you feel is helpful for yourself Don't let others dim you. It's a constant danger. It's a constant battle. It's a battle we mostly lose. The reason why I say we mostly lose is because we start off the day at 100%, right? What we choose to give our energy to, what we choose to take our energy, it drains us. I get up mostly every morning and I leave home a couple of hours before my shift starts at work and I go to the gym. I don't go to the gym for the physical aspect, I go to the gym for the mental preparation. Because I know what I'm getting into at work. I know what I'm getting into, not just my job, but everything else from the being there, helping and this and that, making sure that people are being taken care of, everything that takes me away from what I really do, you know, the draining part, even the part that fulfills, the part when you're having a conversation and you see it working with an employee or you see an old friend or something like that. You just never know. So that's why I get up and I go to the gym, even though I go to the gym and I don't train like other people. I don't do the typical workouts like other people because a lot of my working out is sort of started before I even get to the gym because I walk so much. I run so much. So by the time I get to the gym, I don't need a warm-up session. So I get people talking to me like, oh, why don't you warm up? Why don't you do this, do that? Why are you talking to me? You know, in that sense, because we're not here for the same purpose. And when I tell people we're not here for the same purpose, they look at me like, what does that mean? Like, I'm not here for the same purpose that you're here for. And I look at it, and I can sort of say that about life as well when I have conversations with people. And we can have the same problem, but we can address it differently and come up with a different solution. But we're not here for the same purpose. We may be going through the same thing, but we'll get there at separate times. It'll get better for us in separate ways. I got a good friend of mine that's been telling me for the past couple of months, it'll happen when it's ready. You just have to be prepared for it. Just have to stay who you are. Don't let anything knock you. And I appreciate him so much. He has no idea how much I appreciate just those words. It all came true a couple of days ago. When I say it all came true a couple of days ago, finally found a place to live. And I know I'm not done in a sense. Now my work has to get, I have to work harder now so I don't make those same mistakes that I made before. But when I tell you all of the rejection, everything that myself and my wife faced in the past couple of months, was it hard? Yes. But did it give us a better sense of self? Yes, it did. Did it allow us to become closer? Yes. But us becoming closer, it also allowed those things that we held inside to come out as well. Those feelings and the things that we need to say, the things that we know will hurt, those things came out. This is how I feel. This is what I want to say. No, I'm not over this. No, I'm not over that. But in a sense, you wonder, like, man, we're doing things we haven't done in years. We're going out more, doing more things with each other, for each other. It doesn't mean anything when you're still hurting, when you still have emotion to show. So there's still building blocks in every aspect. You know, so when you feel you've won, go for a walk, go for a run. Take a little time and be reflective. Don't put on the championship belt, so to speak, because that's when it starts. That's when those eyes are on you even tougher there. When you feel you're on top. Same thing occurred to myself when I got my promotion at work. I thought it was going to be easy. But when I got hit with everything that I got hit with, all of the different duties, responsibilities, and everything that I now need to take hold of, it knocked me a little bit. And that's when everything started to fall apart a little. But now that I can tell you that you need it, you need to fall, you need to know how strong you are. Not in the physical sense. You need to know how strong you are mentally. Wait. Know how strong you are mentally. What you're is if you fall, is if you fail. It's the only way you're going to know. So embrace all. I know I said that a couple of episodes ago, but embrace it all. The hero, the villain, the uncertain, the anger, everything. Take it all in. It'll be worth it. Patience is a